The 24th day of the blessed month of Barramutta. The departure of Pope Sanuthius. On this day, in the year 880 AD, the great father, Pope Sanuthius, also called Shenouda I, who was the 55th pope of the See of St. Mark, departed. This holy father was a monk in the monastery of St. Macarius. He advanced in righteousness and worship and was ordained archpriest for the monastery. Shortly after, he was chosen for the patriarchate and the recommendation of the people and bishops. He was enthroned on the 13th day of Tuba in the year 859 AD, and great tribulations and severe persecutions befell him. God performed through him many signs and healed many grievous sicknesses. Once there was a drought in the city of Mariotte for 3 years. The wells dried up and the farmland became barren. This father came to the church of St. Mina, celebrated the divine liturgy, and supplicated God to have mercy upon his creation. At the setting of the sun of that day, the rain began lightly and then ceased. This father entered his room and stood up praying, and he said, "O my Lord Christ, have mercy on thy people with the riches of thy compassion, and let them be filled with thy good pleasure." Before he finished his prayer, mighty thunders and lightning started, and the rain descended like a flood until the wells, the vineyards, and the farms were filled with water. The people rejoiced, glorifying God the Wonder Worker. When this father was in the wilderness visiting the monasteries, the Arabs of Upper Egypt came to the desert of Cetus to plunder the monastery and kill the monks. The Pope took his staff that had the sign of the cross on it, and he went forth to meet them. And when the attackers saw the cross, they retreated and fled away. The account of this wonder is also mentioned on the 9th day of the month of Barramutta. Some men in a village called Bukness, one of the villages of Mariotte, said that he who suffered for us was only a man, and that the divinity had departed from him. This pope wrote a letter and sent it during the holy fast to be read in all churches. He said in it, "God the Word suffered for us in his body, and his divinity was not separated from his humanity, not for a twinkling of an eye. The pain and suffering did not touch and affect the divinity, as when you hammer a red-hot iron, the iron suffers from the hammering, but not the flame. For the passion of the humanity to be of value, the hypostatic union with the divinity was a must, and through this passion, Christ redeemed all the humanity." Also, some men from the city of El Bolyana and their bishops said that the divine nature died. When the father heard that, he wrote to them saying, "The nature of God, the Word, is unknowable, intangible, and impassable, for it was impossible for the pain to affect its essence. The participation of the divinity with the humanity in passion is moral participation, to give a value to these sufferings, to pay the debt of the humanity to God, the omnipresent. And that would only be possible if the divinity would participate morally without affecting his essence. So we say, Holy God, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. When the Pope's letter reached these people, they turned from their error, and the bishops came and confessed the true and rightful faith before the Pope and asked for forgiveness. Pope Shenouda I cared much for the churches, their buildings, and their needs. He also cared for the places where pilgrims sojourned, and what money was left to him, he gave to the poor and needy. When he finished his good course, he departed in peace. He stayed on the chair of St. Mark for 21 years, 3 months, and 11 days. May his prayers be with us. Amen. The Martyrdom of St. Cinna. On this day also, St. Cinna, the companion of St. Isidore, whose martyrdom is recorded in the 18th day of Barmhat, was martyred. After the governor of Farmer had tortured the two friends and St. Isidore was martyred, he kept St. Cinna in the prison until he was removed. When the new governor took charge with the command not to keep anyone who confessed the name of Christ, he heard about the presence of Cinna in prison and that he was a captain of soldiers. Cinna was tortured much but did not turn from his counsel. The governor immediately ordered to cut off his head, and Cinna received the crown of martyrdom. Cinna's mother was beside him when he was martyred, and she saw a multitude of angels carrying away his soul, as she saw Saint Isidore's soul at the time of his martyrdom before. The believers took his body, shrouded it, laid it with the body of his friend St. Isidore in the city of Semenud, and many signs and wonders appeared from them. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.